Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 28 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard, coming to you live-ish. Ow! Unari, careful. Coming to you live-ish from my living room, where Miss Unari, currently 5 months old, is being very, very active and trying to make the most of my time and attention before I head out to work in a bit. So instead of, like, pasture ASMR sounds and horses and, like, tractors rolling past, you may get some squeaky toy action now and then. But yeah, there we go. Thank you, Unari. We know you're here. Yes, we do. You make sure of that, don't you? Anyway, I got a story acceptance yesterday, which I'm super excited about. My story, The Weight of Your Glare, which is a short story sort of reimagining the Medusa myth, got accepted by the Other Stories podcast, which is a podcast. Oh God, she's being clumsy. A podcast I also do a lot of narration for. Don't do that. Stop it. You want to go out? Do you want to go outside? You can. Go on. Hopefully that'll do it. Where was I? Right, The Weight of Your Glare, Medusa. Because I feel like Medusa got a really bad deal in some of the stories, though Ovid sort of adds a bit of nuance to that. And his version of the Medusa myth is actually one that inspired a big part of how I reinterpreted the myth. I will be sure to let you know when it's live. I will tweet the link and add it to my newsletter and all the things, so hopefully you can catch it. But yeah, that news totally made my day yesterday, which is good, because I was feeling a bit not down but sort of also not up, if that makes sense, because Dee left on another deployment on Tuesday morning. They left in civilian clothes from Brussels airport, where they would then later transfer to a military flight at a stop in between. Oh God, words are so difficult today. Maybe it's because I haven't had my coffee yet. But you'll have to bear with me, I'm afraid. So yeah, he arrived at a place that actually had Wi-Fi yesterday, so he was finally able to let me know he'd arrived safely, which is always good to know. He should be back in about 3 weeks, but I'm not holding my horses just yet. I mean, they're out in the pasture, obviously. Yes, that's pre-caffeinated humor for you. But yeah, the last deployment was supposed to end in February and it ended in April, so we'll see how we go, and I have resolved to take things one day at a time until he's back. So yeah, we're keeping on, and thank God that I figured out sewing things actually keeps me sane, because I've needed it. We'll be back later with more episodes, more news, and probably more uncaffeinated humor, but no guarantees. Bye-bye, friends!